5. This is the second of a four-part series looking at verse 6 through 11. And this one we've titled, From Sin to Rejoicing. So let's look at those passages, Romans 5, starting with verse 6. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one would scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the verse that brought me to faith in Jesus Christ. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled or brought back in agreement with him, peace with him, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation, peace with God. In this passage, we go from sin to rejoicing. There is hope, trustworthy hope, and it doesn't depend on my goodness, only his goodness, his righteousness. So think of the ground we have covered in only three chapters of Romans. But way back in Romans 3:23, we know that God tells us we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Does that mean no hope? Do I have to be perfect? I can't. I can't be perfect. But Christ at the right time, what time was that? The time when I was weak and unable to help myself, he died for me personally, for the ungodly. Who are they? According to Romans 3:23, it's all of us, you and I. But, and here is the reason to rejoice, while we were yet or still guilty of sin, he died for us. He took the penalty I deserve on himself. We deserve what he got so that I can receive what I don't deserve. Let me say that again. We deserve what he got, and he was crucified, so that I can receive what I don't deserve, and what I don't deserve is forgiveness, but yet I can receive it. Scripture teaches me that. So here's the short version of my story. At about age 11 or 12, I became aware of some really strange creatures all around me. They were on the school bus. They were in class. They were everywhere that I went. They are called girls, yeah, young women. They are called girls. I began having the thoughts and desires that I knew were wrong. I wanted to be good enough each Sunday to go forward in church and be baptized. I didn't want to go to hell. I wanted to escape hell, and I wanted to find a way to avoid those evil thoughts. But each week I failed. I couldn't be good enough. But Romans 5:8 tells me he knows that, and accepts me just as I am, and he will accept you also. At age 13, I trusted him, and my life with Christ began. What a relief. I can't be perfect, and I don't have to be perfect, because he loves me. Father, you love us. You died for us. And for those that believe you and receive you as Lord and Savior, we have hope of eternal life with you. We have hope of purpose in life, in this life. We have hope of a direction, of a confidence, of a trust that that comes from you and your divine nature. And I pray that those listening would be reminded of that, and if they've never heard it, that they would turn to you and quit trying to be good of themselves, but only accept your blessing and your goodness. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.